This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The claws are coming out.
You're obsessed with me. You wish you looked like this.
Because the guessing game has begun.
What is that?
It's spaghetti and meatballs.
Go!
I'm Chanel Johnson from Entertainment Weekly, stepping in for host Jared Hall, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, August 31st. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Is Jordan Peele saying yep to a Nope sequel? When asked about the character named Nobody, who appears in the trailer for the movie but not the finished film, Peele told the New York Times, quote, "We're not over telling all of these stories." Though a sequel has not yet been officially announced, Peele's response certainly hints that more from the Nope universe could be in the cards. It's hard to say goodbye, but that's exactly what Chicago PD viewers will have to do with star Jesse Lee Sofer. The actor confirms that he's leaving the long-running series during the show's upcoming 10th season. In a tweet to fans, Sofer wrote, quote, "This is sad, but true. Just want all the fans to know how grateful I am. You guys are why we do it. It has been an honor. Love you all." Chicago PD Season 10 premieres Wednesday, September 21st on NBC. If you thought Beverly Goldberg was the smother of all smothers, just wait until she's a grand smother. ABC comedy The Goldbergs is welcoming a new member in its 10th season when newlyweds Erica and Jeff have their first child. But the happy event comes with mixed emotions as the Goldbergs are also getting used to a world without patriarch Murray, who will have already died when the season begins. Co-showrunner Chris Bishop says, quote, "It honestly feels like a huge reboot for us." Actor Jeff Garland exited the series after an internal investigation into multiple complaints about Garland's on-set behavior last year. Season 10 of The Goldbergs premieres on ABC September 21st. Are you ready for another girls' trip? Well, you'll have to wait a little longer. On Good Morning America, star Regina Hall shared that work on the sequel to the 2017 hit comedy was slowed down by the Omicron COVID surge, but a script is currently being written. Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett, and Tiffany Haddish are all slated to return for Girls Trip 2. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head to EW.com. Let's take a tasty trip to Flavortown today on our number three pick, the series premiere of Guy's Ultimate Game Night. Food Network icon Guy Fieri is taking his love of food and games to the Flavortown Lounge, where him and chef Antonio LaFaso will play party games with celebrity guests who have a chance to win money for their favorite charity. They'll compete in games like Some Assembly Required, a game that Food Network describes as, quote, "Celebrities must use their creativity in challenges from designing pizza that looks like Guy, to blindly decorating cakes, and to constructing houses made from breakfast ingredients." Plus, Shop Till You Drop, Charade the Pantry, and Cooktionary, which all the contestants in this clip are scrambling to play.
45 seconds on the clock.
Focus.
Hang on.
Focus.
There we go.
Eggplant. Orange. It's a
pizza
grill.
Pie,
it's a
grill,
it's a
cutter,
it's a pie.
Cutter,
it's a cherry
cheese
pie.
Grater.
It's a grater.
Cheese cutter.
It's
cheese.
I can't even see what Antonia's doing.
What the hell is that? The cheese grater.
Skip, waffle.
Ice tray. Skip, waffle.
That was a waffle.
Well, I don't know what the next one is.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, y'all jacking us. Okay.
It's ice cream cone.
No,
oh,
it's martini,
martini
glass.
Martini.
Okay, it's a circle. It's a pan.
Spoon,
it's a saucepan.
A measuring pan. Measuring cup.
We'll take frying pan. There you go.
This is a... Oh gosh, bread! It's a piece of bread. It's a salt pepper shaker.
There you go.
Right.
Cotton candy.
It's eggs and bacon. It's
eggs.
It's,
what is?
What is that?
That?
It's spaghetti and meatballs.
Go!
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Tonight's episode will feature comedians Bobby Moynihan, Ron Funchess, and rock star Bret Michaels. It's going to be one wild party. Tune in to the premiere of Guy's Ultimate Game Night tonight at 9 on Food Network. Yalla Habibi, it's time for a reunion. Our number two pick for today is the Real Housewives of Dubai. The glamorous women of season one are coming together with host Andy Cohen for a classic drama and rhinestone-filled reunion. But this time, the claws are really coming out. As someone gets called out for being a former escort, a housewife is crowned Wicked Witch of the Middle East, and there's a mention of Jeffrey Epstein's notebook. Here's a preview.
Wow! Yalla Habibi.
Yalla Habibi.
Yalla Habibi.
Yalla Habibi.
No, yalla. Yalla.
All right, I'll f*** it up.
I was very drunk.
No, really?
I hear you love African men.
Yeah, she does.
I
am. Don't f***ing start.
Hey. Hey. I like it. Twitter wants to know about Sergio's past tweets.
Oh, the racist tweets?
I don't care who knows who you are, sweetie.
Congratulations.
Do you want a cookie?
You are the Wicked Witch of the Middle East.
Oh, you're a former escort.
Focus on being in Jeffrey Epstein's notebook.
Are you in Jeffrey Epstein's book?
Brooks, shut the f*** up.
Ayan, you shut the f*** up.
Don't ever sit on the stage and tell me to shut the f*** up.
There was a pact to get rid of me.
That is not true.
Yes, it was, because I was a part of it.
Okay, oh boy. We have the Book of Lies. Wow, this is...
You're obsessed with me. You wish you looked like this.
Do you have a feather in your hair?
Where? Yeah, I can see it now.
Ayan, why are you letting your feathers fly around
again?
This
is the problem when you try to copy me.
Plus, the one and only Naomi Campbell gives Andy a call to praise her favorite housewife on the show, Ayan. It's all going down on The Real Housewives of Dubai Season 1 Reunion tonight at 9 on Bravo. It's trivia time. The Real Housewives of Dubai has a stacked cast of glamorous socialites and elegant entrepreneurs. But one housewife in particular has always dreamed of being on a show in the franchise and was almost featured on The Real Housewives of Miami. Which housewife was it? Sarah Al-Madani, Nina Ali, or Caroline Stanberry? Stick around for the answer and our top pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. What happens when all the previous villains from the past two seasons of DC Stargirl decide to break good? That's exactly what Courtney Whitmore, aka Stargirl, and the rest of the Justice Society of America are wondering when the CW's delightful superhero series returns for season 3. The new season's tagline, Frenemies, tells you all you need to know about how the heroes and villains are going to handle being next-door neighbors in Sunny Blue Valley. But when a murder rocks the town, tensions between the heroes and reformed villains skyrocket as no one knows who to trust. Plus, now that presumed dead Sylvester Pemberton, aka Starman, is back, Courtney is left to wonder whether she just gained another ally or if he's yet another problem she's going to have to deal with. And let's not forget, she's still in high school. Can she handle everything that's piling up on her plate this year? Check out this preview of the new season.
Welcome home, Star Family.
Look out, world. Starman is back.
Yeah.
I think that there's a real opportunity here, Court, for you to learn directly from him.
I can train you. I can show you some pretty great tricks.
We're going to get you on a good career path, okay? We're going to find you a great job.
Hey, that sounds terrible.
Ain't no stopping us.
We have been doing everything we can to fit in here.
Would you like some help with that? We can help the bad guys break good.
Ain't no stopping us. We do the impossible.
They don't want you here. They're not our enemies anymore.
You let half the villains that killed our friends move in next door.
No matter what, evil comes our way next. We'll be unstoppable.
We do the impossible.
DC's Stargirl Season 3 premieres tonight at 8 p.m. on The CW. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which housewife always dreamed of being on a show in the franchise and was almost featured on The Real Housewives of Miami? Was it Sarah Almadani, Nina Ali, or Caroline Stanberry? The answer is Caroline Stanberry. The stylist and podcast host starred on Bravo's Ladies of London, which garnered a large following but was canceled in 2017, which Stanberry says was due to them not using the Housewives moniker. Besides almost filming with her friend Larsa Pippen for an episode of The Real Housewives Miami, Stanberry admitted to wanting to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as she's a huge fan of the show. That's our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found on EW.com. I'm audio director Chanel Berlin Johnson, and you can find us on Twitter at EW and at Chanel Berlin. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shepp and Sydney Buxbaum, edited by Lauren Klein, produced by Ashley Boucher, and executive produced and hosted by me, Chanel Berlin Johnson.